KCOF on the Google Play or Apple Store. Now, with tonight's play-by-play action, here is Wade Gershner.
And welcome back to Rossville High School. Senior recognition is in the books. It's the last home game for last regular season home game for Rossville seniors, although the Rossville boys will have another home game coming up in the first round of Substate on Thursday against Donovan West. Girls game in the books, and if you missed it earlier, what a performance. I've been covering high school basketball on the radio for 30 years, so yeah, I'm old. 30 years, I've never seen a high school girls basketball player in a game that I've covered score more than 37. And tonight, Hayden Heim scored 49, which is St. Mary's school record. She's going to play basketball at Central Missouri next year, Division II. And pretty amazing stuff tonight, scoring 49 and a 61-44 win over the Rossville Lady Bulldogs. Boys game, Rossville ranks 6-2, 13-6. St. Mary's is 15-4, number one seed in their sub-state. We'll talk more about the matchup. A rematch of a game played just 20 days ago that Rossville won by 1 point. That's to come on a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on 96.9 The Pulse.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network. Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz. In Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake, Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
You're live.
Welcome back, Rossville boys, 13-6. St. Mary's 15-4. Will Spradling, head coach, in his eighth year, record of 128-54. Played at K-State from 2010-2014. St. Mary's, a three-state burst. Made it to the state semis of 3A in Hutchinson back in 2020, but COVID stopped that in its tracks, unfortunately. 2022, they were in the state finals in 2A in Manhattan, lost to Hillsborough, and went 22-4. And then a couple years ago, they lost in the first round to Mound Ridge, went 14-8. Last year, started 9-1, finished 13-8, lost the first round of sub-state to Silver Lake. This year they started 10-0. They're 5-4 since, and they lost a couple in a row, two games in a row in a 24-hour period. They lost at Silver Lake 64-60, lost at Hiawatha on Valentine's Day 68-62. But now they put things together. They've regrouped. They won at Riley County last Monday 74-48, and then a really solid win, outstanding defensive performance, knocking out Silver Lake on their senior night in St. Mary's 69-54. Alex Gallegos on senior night with 19 points and 4 threes. Rady Hurlow with 16. Howie Rizak with 10. All three of those are seniors this year. St. Mary's lost just one senior from last year's team. 95% of their scoring returns, and they have high aspirations to make it to state in Hutchinson. Rossville also has high aspirations of making it to the 2A state tournament in Manhattan. They are 13-6, 7-3 in league play this year. Monday, they ended up losing to Silver Lake 66-63. And then on Friday, they won a squeaker over Riley County 63-61 was that final. So Rossville's had a season where they played some tough competition. Lost to Sacred Heart, is undefeated on the year. They lost to Hiawatha by 2. They lost to Newmont Central by 1. And then they lost Silver Lake by 3. They beat Silver Lake early in the year here in Rossville by 5. They're led by Jack Dobbin, averaging 19 a game. Brandon McDonald, head coach's third year, record 35-27. Last year, Rossville had their first league title in quite some time, winning the Mid-East League. That was the final year of the Mid-East League. They tied for the championship with Rock Creek. It was the first league title for Rossville boys basketball in 14 years. When we come back, we give you the starting lineups. We'll be back in 90 seconds with the starters on 96.9 The Pulse.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because whether it's a family road trip in your dream car or hosting a family reunion in your dream home, Michelle Martin's agency can help you feel protected so you can enjoy those dreams with peace of mind. Bundle your home and auto and save up to 23%. Contact Michelle Martin or risk advisor Ashley Lannon for a quote today. Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Let's introduce you to starters. First for Rossville is Jacoby McDonald, a 5'5 junior point guard, averaging 7 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 2.5 steals. Jack Dobbin, a 5'11 junior guard, averaging 19.3 rebounds. He's hit 43 threes this year, all-league as a sophomore year ago. Cameron Miller, 6'4 junior forward, averaging 12.8 rebounds, 2 steals. Second-team all-league a year ago. Brock Bush, 6'3 senior center, averaging 4 points, 3 rebounds. Cameron Badura is a 6'4 senior forward, averaging 12 points and 4 rebounds. For St. Mary's, Brady Hurla, 6-foot senior point guard, over 1,000 points in his career, averaging 17 points and 3 boards. Cyprian Jackson, 6'3 senior guard, averaging 7.6 rebounds. Alex Gallegos is a 6-foot senior guard, averaging 10 points, 3 rebounds, and he's shooting 48% from 3. Ben DeVader is 5'10 junior guard, shooting 41% from 3. He's made 62 threes this year, averaging 14 points, 4 assists, and 3 rebounds. And Howie Rizak, a 6'4 senior forward, I think he's the X factor for St. Mary's, inside, averaging 7 points and 6 rebounds a game. St. Mary's and Rossville. Rossville averages 64 a game on offense. St. Mary's 62. Rossville gives up 53. St. Mary's 48. So we expect kind of an up-and-down game. Should be very exciting. And Rossville tonight will go with their all-senior lineup. Since it is senior night, they will change their lineup. So that means Stason Horrock will start, and Makai Jackson will start. Badura will start. Will Cook will start. And also starting will be Brock Bush. We pause for the national anthem back in 90 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maritime Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maritime Wealth Management are not affiliated entities. Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in used vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
Start your dream home now with Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
St. Mary's and Rossville meeting for the second time this year. They met 20 days ago, and St. Mary's was up by 8 in the second half. And St. Mary's controlled the game for the most part, but Rossville took their first lead late in the third quarter and ended up winning it by one, 61-60. Brady Hurla, Alex Gallegos each with 19, Cameron Miller 13, Jack Donovan with 11, Karen Badura 10 for Rossville in that matchup. Last year, Rossville won both meetings against St. Mary's, 68-52, 62-57. So, Rossville's won three in a row against the Bears. This game has no impact on league standings, no impact on sub-state standings, only has an impact on your overall record and, of course, bragging rights with your neighbor just down the road here on Highway 24, whether it be to the west in St. Mary's or to the east in Rossville. Only 6 miles separate these two schools. Now, St. Mary's Rossville is a nice rivalry, no doubt about it. I think everybody knows that Silver Lake and Rossville is a very, very heated rivalry. St. Mary's Silver Lake is a good rivalry, too. Rossville and St. Mary's is kind of in between those two, perhaps, when it comes to looking at those rivalries and the intensity of them. But we shall see what happens tonight, because there is nearly nothing on the line other than, you know, pride and competitive spirit. You don't want to lose. You want your kids to be competitive and go out there and get a W. St. Mary's, this is their final game until Wednesday next week. They get a first round bye of their sub-state because the Heritage Christian be disqualified not competing in sub-state due to violations. So this is their last game for 9 days. That's not ideal this time of year, even though they're a one seed. And Rossville has a big game Thursday hosting Donovan West at 7 o'clock. If they win that, they can move on to the semis in sub-state play in 2A against either Horton or Maranatha. And I tell you, look at that sub-state, and I think the Rossville boys feel that they have as good a chance as anybody to come out of that sub-state and make it on to the state tournament in Manhattan. The last time that Rossville made it to the state tournament was 2011. So Rossville is in their white uniforms with the black numerals outlined in the red. St. Mary's is in their road blue with white numerals and lettering along with the white trim. It'll be Cyprian Jackson, a jump against Cameron Badura. Tip is controlled by St. Mary's. Here's Brady Hurla moving to our right. Hurla over 1,000 points in his career, getting some NAIA and KCAC looks. Hurla lobs it on the baseline to Rezac. Rezac's going to play football at Hutch Community College next year. He's going to be playing the Shrine Bowl later this summer as well. Here's Rossville with that zone defense, amoeba zone as they call it. Three-pointer put up and off the mark by DeVader. Out of bounds over the backboard. Full court pressure by St. Mary's to start things off. Here's Horak. First football. He was the quarterback of that team. Made it to the state semifinals. Bounce pass to Cook. Off his shin. He gets it back into the near corners. Badura. He played very well, especially in the second half. 20 days ago at St. Mary's. His size gave St. Mary's some problems. Inside it goes to Cook, and he's fouled by Jackson, who went for the steal. So Jackson with the personal, his first team foul on the Bears. Final regular season game for both these schools. Here's Horak at the Bulldog logo at half court with a right-hand dribble moving to our left. Gets it to Makai Jackson. Seniors, all seniors starting for Rossville. That's always a nice touch on senior night. Some regular starters are juniors or underclassmen will come off the bench tonight. Banker put up there by Brock Bush is too strong. Off the window, and here comes Brady Hurla. Step back three, right of the key. Book it! Brady Hurla averages 17 a game, and St. Mary's leads 3-0. Back the other way is Badura to the trailer, Makai Jackson. Underhands it to Badura. He lines up a three far side and switches it. Badura is just 3 of 25 from 3 prior to that made three-pointer. So that's not really in the scouting report that he'll knock that down. 4 out of 26 now in the season. Here is Jackson. Russell probably can live with that shot for now anyway. Here is Hurl. That's who you got to keep out of the paint. And also got to guard him on the three-point line. Outstanding player. Here's DeVader. Fakes the NBA range 3. Steps in. Double-teamed a little bit out of that zone. The 2-3 look, but they call it amoeba zone. They get some deflections as well as a pull-up J. Got in the lane, and that's Hurla. He has 5, and it's 5-3, St. Mary's. Jackson lobs ahead to Horak. Gets it across to Brock Bush. Now Badura. He'll shoot another 3. This one off the mark. Rebound, fought for. Rezac able to box out Will Cook. Rich McDonald talking about Will Cook says he just does all the things that you ask him to do. Here is DeVader. Pull up Jay baseline. Knocks it down. DeVader's first two. Averages 14 a game. 7-3 St. Mary's. Back the other way is Badura. Stops. Shoots the floater baseline. Fouled across the arm. He will have two free throws. Foul is on Rizak, his first. Second team foul on the Bears. St. Mary's State champs back in 09 when they beat Colgan for the title. 10 state appearances. Free throw rattled in there by Badura has four early points. All four for Rossville. Rossville's in the state five times. The best they've ever done is third twice in 06 and 2010. Second one rolls in there for Badura. At 7-5 Bears. Here's Hurla. Had the ball poked away from behind by Horak. Diving for it, loose is Rizak. Gets it to Hurla. Hurla puts it up off the window. No, the ball tipped out by Hurla. Here's DeVader. Scramble, three-pointer. Good! Just a scramble play. The ball rolled out all the way out front, top of the circle. DeVader picked it up and buried it from the top. 10-5 St. Mary's. That is the second made three of the night for the Bears. Hurla had the other. Hurla and DeVader, each with five. Badura has five for Rossville. Now he passes. Good look to Cook. Great catch. And Cook lays it in for two. 10-7. 4:48 to go. First quarter. Bears with the lead and the ball. Moving to my right. DeVader fakes the three. Puts it back to Jackson. He rises, fires from the corner. Three back iron. Rebound Rizak. Great position. Leans in. Counted and a foul. The more I watch St. Mary's play, the more I'm impressed with Howie Rizak. And I really, truly believe this. That if St. Mary's is going to go to the state tournament this year, and they're going to have a tough semifinal against either Sabetha or Osawatomi, Howie Rizak is a huge part of the equation. His size, his muscle, his strength, he has a nice touch around the rim, and that opens things up if you can get some second chance opportunities and points, but also if you can throw it in low block and you have to honor the low post play, then that frees up your outside shooters a little bit, can't double maybe Hurla or DeVader. So, Rizak gets the three-point play, and now a steal by DeVader. To my right, goes all the way and has it stripped by Jackson out of bounds. Last touch by Makai. Good hustle by Makai Jackson, 5'10 senior on senior night. The 13-7, Bears with the lead, and they have the ball. DeVader the trigger man on the bucket, on the baseline, I should say, left of the bucket. Here's Rizak, back to DeVader, fakes the three. Flips it to Jackson. He swings it to Gallegos. Gallegos back to Jackson. Now here's Hurla. Gallegos had 19 points and four threes in the win over Silver Lake on Friday, 69-54. He was fantastic. He's an outstanding golfer, getting D2 looks to play golf next year at the collegiate level. DeVader on the pass from Hurla. High arcer, back iron, no. Badura the rebound. Great rebound by Cameron Badura. Outlet to Horak. Here come the Bulldogs from right to left. Bounce pass to Donovan, who's into the game for the first time because he's a junior, not starting on senior night. Averaging 19 a game. Badura back to Makai Jackson. Miller and McDonald will come in here in a moment. The two other normal starters. Now Donovan goes baseline. His teardrop is up and off. Weak side rebound up high. The Windex man is Gallegos this time. Baseball pass ahead. This is DeVader. Pump fake. Back to Hurla. Hurla from the R, standing for Rossville, and he puts it in. A deep three by Hurley. He has eight, his second three. And the Bears are cooking. 16-7 St. Mary's back at 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Ensure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs! This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
3 minutes and 27 seconds to play. First quarter from Rossville High School. Senior night for the Bulldogs. And St. Mary's doesn't care about that. They're off to a great start here in the boys' contest. 16-7. Brandon McDonald, third-year head coach Rossville, calling that timeout. Backdoor cut. Reverse layup. But Donovan will not fall. Ball tipped out. Hurla comes away with it. And then a foul called on Donovan. That's his first and the first foul. Check that second foul on Rossville. Two team fouls on St. Mary's. So Brady Hurla bringing up the floor across the 10-second line and now pulls up for almost the volleyball line. Bingo! Brady Hurla from St. Mary's, even though we're in Rossville's gym. That was from way downtown, just past the volleyball line. 19-7, pass it Saberdom, it tipped away. Gallegos comes away with it. And now a steal by McDonald. He goes all the way and lays it in. Big play there by McDonald, junior point guard, coach's son. And it is 19-9, St. Mary's. Here's Hurla, goes up, and he's fouled. Miller called for the personal, his first, third team foul. St. Mary's has hit four threes, three by Hurla. Now, it's interesting watching, we've seen Rossville, Silver Lake, St. Mary's, we've seen, you know, Steeman, and Rossville, St. Mary's, and Silver Lake, all three of these schools along Highway 24 on the boys' side of things, no lead is safe. And I mean, no lead is safe. No deficit is too far to overcome, it seems like. We've seen some crazy momentum swings this year between all these teams as Hurla knocks down a pair of free throws. And it's 21-9, St. Mary's. We've seen Silver Lake have leads. We've had St. Mary's have leads inside. He lays it up and in. We've seen Rossville leads that have evaporated. And we've seen all these teams rally and come back as well. 21-11 as Miller has his first two, averaging 12 a game along with 8 rebounds. It leads the team in that category. Hurla, is he going to do a heat check? Nope. Zach Summers in the game. He started some last year as a sophomore. Comes off the bench this year, averaging 6 a game. Here's Hurla against this Amoeba zone. Boy, three-point shooters love seeing zone. I guarantee you, Hurla, DeVader, and Gallegos are like, yeah, give me the ball. I want to shoot it. Same thing with Isabel Hurla, Riley Dick we saw in the girls' game earlier tonight. Outstanding three-point shooters love zone. Here's DeVader in the corner. McCann, high arcing three, missing. Backside rebound. Battle for it. Last touched by Summers. Once upon a time, when I was younger and played high school, I was a three-point shooter. And I always just, as soon as I saw zone, I think I actually drooled. Here's a three by DeVader. Smash from the far corner. DeVader has 8, his second three. St. Mary's has made 5 threes. Already is this shot up by the Bulldogs and around and out, but they'll stay there off the ball, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by St. Mary's. So 5 made threes, 2 by DeVader, 3 by Hurla. Hurla has 13, 8 for DeVader. 3 on a 3-point play for Rezac. Here's Donovan, got it by McCann. St. Mary's man-to-man. Roscoe's been playing their Amoeba zone. 24-11, St. Mary's. At 23 in the first quarter Friday against Silver Lake. Then things slow down a little bit in the second quarter. Here's a three by Donovan, and he buries it. Donovan matching his number. That is his 44th three of the year. He's shooting 44% from three, which is fantastic. And now DeVader tries the answer. It's off to the right. And then Summers with the rebound, but I think we have a push against Zach Summers. It is on Summers, his first, and team foul number 3 on St. Mary's. So Badura's hit a 3, and Diamond's hit a 3. 7 made threes between the two teams in this first quarter. 24-14, Bears. Bulldogs with the ball here in Rossville on their home floor. Here's Badura. Rezac pressuring him. Down to McDonald. Drives against DeVader. DeVader used a little body check, stuck out his chest, and bumped him. Foul on DeVader is his first and the fourth team foul on the Bears. Box formation on the out-of-bounds play to get to Badura. They're looking for Donovan to get a three. Good defense, but Donovan shoots it anyway and hits it. Well, McCann was right there, but Donovan just raised and fired. Just elevated and was able to drill it from the far corner. That was good defense by McCann, but not good enough. Great offense usually beats great defense. 24-17. St. Mary's with the lead. Rossville was down at one point by 13. And now the pass off of McCann's hands out of bounds as Hurdler was driving. They decided to kick it out. 3.8 on the clock. McDonald gets it to Donovan. Donovan shoots it from half court, counts it, it goes, and he makes it in! Holy shnikes! Jack Donovan banks it in from half court to close out the first quarter. 24-20. Three straight threes by Donovan to close out the quarter. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Bulls. Hopefully everything's good over the airwaves right now. 24-20 is the score as Jack Donovan hits back-to-back-to-back threes. He tries baseline. Pull up Jay for 15. This one off the mark. Rezac fighting Miller for the rebound. Tipped out by Gallegos. And here come the Bears. It was 24-11, so a 9-0 run. A 9-0 Jack Donovan run. Well, we saw Hayden Heim tonight at 49 in the girls game and score a whole bunch of points in a row for a team. Missed shot, rebound, stick back by Rezac. He has five, and it's 26-20. Back the other way. Running a layup good by McDonald, who was so quick with that first step. And a ball out of bounds, almost stolen there by Badura. The 26-22. In favor of St. Mary's. Here's DeVader. Looks inside. Nothing there. Gets the amoeba zone to the high post. Hurley at the right elbow. Dribbles out of trouble. Brings it out beyond the three-point line. Into Summers. Summers between a leg dribble. Bounce past the Hurley. Hurley tries to cut through the two defenders upon Makai Jackson McDonald. And foul called on the Bulldogs. Don McDonald his first. First team foul on the Bulldogs. Seven oh two to go, first half, 26-22. Here's DeVader, has it knocked away, blocked from behind by Jackson. Now the loose ball ahead, and diving for it, Gallegos, and tips it ahead to Rezac in the backcourt. What an effort! Turnover for Rossville. That's their second. St. Mary's just one. Pull up Jay in and out for Hurla. Badura, strong rebound against Summers. Quickly ahead it goes to Miller to the trailer McDonald. McDonald traveled. That's a good call. His dad doesn't agree with that, but I thought it was. So a turnover, their third. Really quick move, but he did take. There's an advantage gained there by that move, no question. NBA, college, probably fine. Definitely an NBA, that was fine. 26-22, Bears with a lead. 6:35 to go in this first half. Here's Gallegos on the baseline. Back to DeVader. DeVader into the corner. Hurla rises and fires for three. In and out. And Miller is the Windex man with the rebound. Here come the Bulldogs moving to my left from east to west. Rezac guarding McDonald. McDonald underhands at Badura. A deep three on the way. Banked it in! He shakes his head. He didn't mean to, but he will take it. When you shoot 15% from three, you'll take the bank three. 26-25. That's the fifth made three. Two by Badura, three by Donovan. Donovan at a half quarter to beat the buzzer at the end of the first quarter. 26-25, St. Mary's. I talked about it. Big leads don't mean anything with some of these teams. St. Mary's up 13, and it's all the way down to one already. Pass was tipped inside off of Rossville. Rossville thought it was last touched by the Bears. Jackson, DeVader, Hurla, Rezac, and Gallegos on the floor for St. Mary's. McDonald, Jackson, Badura, Miller and Donovan for Rossville. Here is Gallegos. Pull up Jay. Misses. Back iron for 15. Here's McDonald in the open floor. He drives, goes all the way, misses the scoop, rebounded by Gallegos. Now St. Mary's has numbers, 5-on-4. Rizak right down the lane, goes by the defender and lays it in, so he didn't pick up a charge. 7 for Rizak. That was nifty for a big guy. 28-25. He's just an outstanding athlete. We've got a lot of good athletes out here tonight. To the near wing it goes to Donovan, picked up by Hurley. Lob it for Miller. Miller catches, leans in, puts it up, misses. Ball tipped, it's loose. Hurley fights for it, knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. Well, a good recovery for Rossville, or excuse me, St. Mary's, because Miller looked like he was going to have a layup on the lob. 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play first half. 28-25 in favor of St. Mary's. Here's Baduras at 2 3-pointers. He has 8 points tonight, 9 for Donovan. Donovan step back three over Hurla, around and off. And up high, climbing the ladder for the board is Mr. Rizak. Here's DeVader. Back to the trailer, Hurla hit a 3-pointer from just inside the volleyball line. Here's Jackson at the right elbow. And now throws it away. Trying to go to Hurla, picked off there by Badura. This is the second turnover for the Bears. Here's McDonald. Diagonal pass. What a look. Miller, open three, bouncing off. That was a great pass by McDonald. Now DeVader has it knocked away by McDonald, but come away with the loose change is Hurley. Roscoe loved to push the pace and get in transition. Here's DeVader. Far sideline, picked up there by McDonald. Here's the three from the volleyball line again. You cannot be serious, Brady Hurley. From another area code, his 4-3 of the night. He is 16-2. Are from way downtown. Badura tries to answer with a 3-0. Ball tip, and McDonald comes away amongst the trees with the rebound at 5-5. Now goes back amongst the trees. That shot partially blocked, but a foul is called. Four threes for Hurley, two for DeVader. As that foul was called on Gallegos, that is his first and the first team foul on St. Mary's. A free throw up and good by McDonald. He has 5. McDonald's second free throw on the way, and that one's in and out. So 31-26, St. Mary's by 5. DeVader looks inside, nothing doing. Out the volleyball line, there's Hurley. Horrock says, I'll come out and guard you out there. You've hit 2 from that red line, which is basically about 28, 29 feet. DeVader from way downtown, straight away, no. Hurley the rebound. Boy, the Bear is not bashful. Gallegos will let it fly. Yes! He swishes the triple from the far wing. He gets in on the act. 7 made threes for the Bears, and Gallegos with his first. He had 4 threes, 19 points as a senior on senior night on Friday to win over Silver Lake. 34-26, St. Mary's. Here's a 3 by Badura back the other way. Cameron Badura had made 3 threes all year. He has 3 in the first half tonight. He has 11, and it's 34-29, and now Badura has it stripped, taken away. Here's Horak going up, and missed the layup. The rebound followed. Badura had it, lost it. Jackson's outlet tipped by Badura. Horak gets it, puts it up and in. Horak's first 2 for the senior on senior night. And it's 34-31, St. Mary's. Well, we said it could be an up-and-down game, and that's exactly what we have. Rizek sets a high screen, and the Vader's pass is slapped into the third row far side. Almost took out a fan. That's why you don't want to be on your phones. And they aren't, so didn't hit him in the noggin. McCann is in. Gallegos and Rizak checking out. McCann is in. Summers is in. Rizak has 7. DeVader has 8. 16 for Hurley, who averages 17. Must have been inspired by Miss Hayden Heim, who had 49 earlier tonight for the St. Mary's girls. A school record. That's right, 49. Almost at 51. Hurley to the right side to Summers. Back to Hurley. Here's DeVader. Fakes the 3. Into the far corner goes to McCann. Bounce pass to Hurley. Cuts, goes up strong, and is fouled by Donovan. Donovan Probably a good foul to save 2 points, but it is his second foul. Now, Hayden Heim's dad talked to him after the game. Said, man, she's so close to 50. He said, you know, she made a free throw, she would have had it. I'm like, she was 13 of 16. That's still pretty good. I mean, if she would have hit 14 out of 16, she would have 50. 15 out of 16, she would have had over 50. She had a heck of a night. We don't know how many rebounds she had, but we're guessing around 20 or more. He dominated. 49 of her team, 61. St. Mary's girls beat Ross earlier tonight, 61-44. Hurley, a good foul shooter, missed the first. Second free throw is up, and that one is good. He has 17, and it's 35-31 St. Mary's. 2 minutes to play in this first half. Wade Gerstner with you from Roswell High School. Student engineer MJ back at the Sioux South of Hiawatha. Finding a crease as McDonald lays it in with the left. Whoa, what an explosive. And that'll be a technical. Yep. That's an explosive first step. McDonald lays it up and in, and then the inbounder went to throw it in, and McDonald was out of bounds, came in and slapped at the ball, and that's an automatic technical. That is an automatic technical. Seen that a few times over the years. I mean, McDonald's not trying to do anything bad or mean or anything. It's just that he reacted after he laid it up and in, trying to get a feel, and as he swatted at it, I think he realized right when he swatted at it that the St. Mary's inbounder was not in play. He was actually out of bounds, and that is an automatic technical foul. You can't swing and knock the ball out of the inbounder's hands. As the free throw is up and good by Hurla, he has 18 in his first half. So, unfortunately, McDonald has his second foul. Second free throw, up and good. So 19 for Hurla, 37 to 33 St. Mary's. And they have the ball, which they had it anyway. So it just cost 2 points there on the technical. Didn't cost them possession in 2 points. Here's DeVader over to McCann against the Samiba zone, a 2-3 type of look. And high post, turnaround shot good by DeVader. How do you beat that zone? Get in the middle of it. 39 to 33. A deep three, Miller, short, long rebound. Miller trying to save it. And I think he did off of DeVader. Good hustle by Cameron Miller. Cameron Miller, of course, had those two onside kicks in that unbelievable comeback in the football playoffs at Jackson Heights this year. Craziest comeback I've ever seen in high school sports. Here's a lob all the way out near midcourt. Here's Donovan. He has it behind the volleyball line. Will he shoot one over Hurla from there? Probably not. He's capable, though. Here is Miller. And had it poked away. Last touch by Summers. 39-33 St. Mary's. St. Mary's is their last game for 9 days. They won't play again until next Wednesday in the semis of substate because they get a first-round bye since Heritage Christian was disqualified from competing in postseason play. McDonald all the way out between the circles. Maduro has hit three threes. Has hit three coming in all year. Now McDonald says we're going to slow it down. Checks with his dad, the head coach, see what they want to run. 105 to play first half, 39-33 St. Mary's. Here's Horak. They lob it for Miller. He catches, steps back, score it. Count it. Chance for three. Nice lob by Horak into Miller. And the foul is on DeVader. That's his second. Second team foul on the Bears. So Miller to the line. Free throw on the way. And good. He has five. He averages 12 a game. 39-36 St. Mary's. DeVader to Hurla. Had a notion. Didn't shoot it from the volleyball line this time. The volleyball line is between the midcourt line and the three-point line. Here's a floater by Hurla. Up the short reverse layup try on the putback by Summers is short. And here's Badura. Gives it back to Horak. Horak pulls the trigger from way downtown! And rips the cords just inside the volleyball line to my left. We don't even need to put a three-point line on the court. Just let them fire from whatever line they want. We're tied at 39. Well, when Horak went to shoot that, I'm like, I don't know if that's a good shot. And it's a great shot when it goes in. Man, oh, man. This has been a fun game. 39-39. 10 seconds to go before halftime. Hurla directing traffic. Splits through the double. Kicks in the corner. McCann can't get off the three. Here's Jackson. He fires right of the key. His three is short. Rebound Hurla. Put back. No. And that's the end of an exhilarating, fantastic, well-played, well-executed first half offensively by both teams. 39-39 is the tie. at halftime between Rossville and St. Mary's. Back with our halftime show after this 2.5 minute break on 96.9 The Pulse.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock and Thunderstone, Minimizer fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
At Gray's Auto Repair and Towing in St. Mary's in Rossville, you can rest easy knowing that their highly skilled and experienced auto service professionals are handling your vehicle. Their technicians bring years of experience, skill, and education to the auto repair table. Gray's Repair offers 24/7 towing and is dedicated to their customers as they're locally owned and operated to serve you. So, if your vehicle needs some TLC or are in need of a tow, contact Gray's Auto Repair in St. Mary's or Rossville.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What an exciting first half. 78 points put up by the Bears and the Bulldogs. And at halftime, St. Mary's and Rossville deadlocked at 39. First quarter, St. Mary's was up 24-11. Then Jack Donovan went bonkers. He hit a three, hit another three, and then hit a shot from half court. Banked it in at the buzzer. And that pulled Rossville in four at 24-20. So Rossville is down, and I even mentioned St. Mary's up 13 at the time. I said, you know, leads between Rossville, Silver Lake, and St. Mary's, they don't really mean a lot. They can disappear in a hurry. That's exactly what happened because Rossville came all the way back, and they were able to tie the game here at halftime at 39, get back to within one early in the second quarter. St. Mary's at first half led by Brady Hurley with 19 points, 5 of 6 on the line, 4 threes, 2 from the volleyball line. I mean, he just unlimited range. 3 points on a three by Alex Gallegos, 10 points on two threes for Ben DeVader. Ty Rizek with 7 points in a three-point play. 7 made threes total for St. Mary's, 6 of 7 from the line, just 2 turnovers. Rossville, meanwhile, had 3 turnovers. They're led in the first half by Jack Donovan with 9 points on 3 threes. Cameron Bedre had 11 and 3 threes. 7 points for Jacoby McDonald, 5 apiece for Cameron Miller, and Tayson Horak hit a deep three there before halftime. 2 points for Will Cook. Free throw shooting 4 of 5 for Rossville, and both teams have each made 7 3-pointers. So we had 14 combined threes made in that first half of play. 39-39 is our score at halftime. When we return after a 2-minute timeout, we'll tell you about a special performance that we saw earlier tonight in the girls contest. If you missed out on what took place, we'll fill you in coming up in 2 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve.
They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724.
Let St. Mary's Steamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Steamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in used vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered: auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We're all square in the boys' contest at halftime, 39-39. Earlier tonight, the St. Mary's Lady Bears improved their record 11-9 as they knock off Rossville 61-44. The story, 6'3" senior center Hayden Heim. Earlier this year, she had a school record 42 points in a win against Maranatha Academy. Tonight, she scored her team's first 11. St. Mary's was down 13-11 at the end of one. She scored 24 of her team's 29 in the first half, and she averages 24 a game. And in the fourth quarter, she scored her team's first 16 points. Hayden Heim ended with 49 points, a new school record, and had a shot at over 50, but had it blocked by Nora Burdick. As her dad joked after the game, I talked to him, she just makes a couple more free throws. Dad, she was 14 of 17. That's not bad from the line. But 49 for Hayden Heim tonight. She outscored Rossville by herself by 5. And I've never seen a performance anything like it. And who knows how many rebounds she had. We think she had 20-plus rebounds as well. She dominated. Rossville did not have an answer. So Hayden Heim, she had a school record 42 earlier in the year. She had 31 against Rossville, 31 against Riley County, 36 against Jeff West, and now 49. That'll help the average. Came in averaging 24 and 13 rebounds. Now has over 1,500 points in her career. She has over 900 rebounds in her career. She's going to play at D2 at Central Missouri next year in MIAA. But she was a story. 49 points, 3 threes, 14 of 17 from the line. Isabel Hurley had 11 points and 3 threes for the Bears. Rossville girls are led by Riley Dick with 16, including 4 threes, 3 of those in the fourth quarter. St. Mary's led by 4 at halftime, by 9 at the end of 3, going to win it by 17. 61-44 with Heim scoring 49 of their team's 61. What a performance it was earlier tonight. Stay tuned. Second half of the boys' game is coming up in 90 seconds. Halftime, we're all knotted up. Third quarter on the way in 90 on 96.9, the Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered: auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal.
Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer MJ, Wade Gershon with you on this Monday night. Glad you could tune in to the only locally owned and operated radio station in the capital city of Topeka, 96.9 The Pulse. You can listen with the free MSC radio app. Get that. Download it free on your smartphones. Also, you listen online, codesafm.com. Final regular season games. Here tonight, Substate begins this Thursday and Friday for many schools across the state. St. Mary's boys won't play Substate till next Wednesday as they get a first round bye as the number one seed. And a pass into Cyprian Jackson is knocked away by McDonald. McDonald going back to my right to scoop layup. No, the follow by Badura. Badura with 13, but McDonald made that happen, forcing the turnover. Just a third for St. Mary's. And Rossville has their first lead since very early in the game. 41-2, actually, I think this is their first lead of the game. 41-39. Rizak turns. Brought the ball down low, had it knocked away by Horak. He comes away with it, lobs it ahead to McDonald. McDonald all the way, goes up, and he's hammered by Gallegos. That was a hard foul by Gallegos. His second, team foul number one. So the defensive intensity turned up a notch here by the Bulldogs. And so McDonald to the line, he had 7 points the first half, 1-2 from the stripe, a 54% foul shooter, right-handed shooter, and he misses the first. Big thanks to our sponsors. They include Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's, St. Mary's Teamworks, Miller Motors in Rossville, and Doltmeyer Home, to name just a few. As McDonald hits 1 out of 2, and St. Mary's now trails Rossville 42-39. Here's that 2-3 or amoeba zone by Rossville. Gallegos underhands it with two hands with the Vader. Now Herla open left corner, 3-ball, scrims off the rim. Rebounded weak side, though, by Gallegos. Passes tip. Rizek has it. Fires it to Vader. Vader had it knocked away. Horak goes for a steal from behind. I mean, somebody should be open. It's Herla. Herla steps in to the lane, flips it out. Corner three. Far side. Bingo! Gallegos with his second three. And it's tied at 42. 8 made threes now for St. Mary's. Man-to-man defense by the Bears. They rarely play zone. Here's McDonald. He likes to drive. Donovan likes to fire. He shoots the three. Top of the key. Back iron doesn't fall. And then Badura saved it off of Jackson, but it ricocheted right back off of Badura's foot while he's out of bounds. Bad luck by Badura. That usually works when you throw it off the other team's leg. Tied at 42 with 6:28 to play in the second half. It's the third quarter. Here's the three by DeVader into Jackson. Turns left to the lane, flips out in the corner. DeVader launches. Yes, sir! Dead center for DeVader from the corner. He has 13, his third three. Back the other way. I know the score is McDonald, but he's fouled going to the hoop with a strong take. Foul is on DeVader, and that's his third. Second team foul. So DeVader hits the three, but now he has three fouls. DeVader with 13, Herla with 19. 45-42 St. Mary's. Free throw by McDonald is good. He has 9. Also, big thanks to Bob's Janitorial, Tyner Insurance of Rossville, Stock Grower State Bank, Cindy Glenn Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Homes, Women's Tire and Auto in Topeka. As McDonald misses the second. 45-43 Rossville trailing St. Mary's. Underhand pass to Jackson. He traveled. Good call by the official. Second turnover of the quarter on the Bears. Rossville is up 42-39. St. Mary's able to take the lead on a couple of threes. Go 45-42. Now it's 45-43. Also, big thanks to the Katie Companies of Rossville, Integrity Insurance, Clark Legacy Group of Rossville, Next Tech, Clements Welding, Michelle Martin, American Family Insurance Agent in St. Mary's, and by Gray's Auto Repair, locations in St. Mary's and Rossville. Couldn't do this without their support. Here's McDonald out front to Horak, who hit a deep three late in the first half. Back to Badura. Badura's hit three triples of his own. This pass, it whips around loose. McDonald tries to save it and does. Now he drives, slithers through, puts up the scoop, no. Rezac the rebound. Outlet to Gallegos. Gallegos to my left. Steps through, banks it up and in. Gallegos with 8-5 in the quarter. And it's 47-43, St. Mary's. 5:24 to go in the third. Well, you never know that this doesn't mean anything in the standings. Sub-state or league. It's been a fun game. And maybe that's why there's such good execution, because there's not as much pressure, because you know you're going to play later in the week in sub-state. St. Mary's is going to get first round by. And you can just relax and have fun. Let it fly. Turnover. As a foul is called on McDonald with a foul away from the ball. That is his third. And the first team foul on the Bulldogs. 5:12 to play, third quarter. Hurlett zips it over to McCann. Fires it back to Hurlett. One hand pass to Gallegos on the far wing. Back to Hurlett between the rings. He penetrates into the boulevard. Flips it up with the left and scores. Hurlett went to his offhand. Nice touch for the left-hand floater. He has 21. And it's 49-43. St. Mary's, who led the whole way tonight until Roswell took the lead to start the third. And now St. Mary's trying to regain control. Hurlett guarding McDonald. Here's Makai Jackson in the game as Horak is out. Bounce pass to Miller, who has been held in check with five, lobs it, and not on the same page with Badura on the backdoor cut, throws it out of bounds. St. Mary's will not play for 9 days. They will host either Sabeth or Osawatomie next Wednesday in the semis of Substate 3A. And Roswell, meanwhile, will be at home against the 12 seed Dominican West at 7 o'clock coming up on Thursday here in Roswell. Time on the floor called by Roswell, back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gersher back with you on 96.9 The Pulse from Rossville. Coming up Wednesday, man, we can't wait for this doubleheader. Seaman versus Piper from Seaman High School, home of the Vikings. All four teams are state-ranked. Could be a great doubleheader. Could decide league titles. Here's a three by Jackson. Is short right of the key. Rebound to Cameron Miller. That was Cyprian Jackson. Here's a deep three by Donovan. Is short. And now here's Hurlett. Three on two. Great pass ahead to Gallegos. And he's fouled by Miller. That's a good foul by Miller. That's his second. Team foul number two on the Bulldogs. Seaman girls, number one team in the state, 5A, undefeated. Defending 5A champs. Piper ranked fifth in 5A. Seaman beat them by just two to start the year, 69-67. Piper boys are ranked number two in 5A. Seaman ranked eighth. So that's our matchups Wednesday night. That'll be a lot of fun to wrap up our regular season on 96.9 The Pulse. First year of high school basketball on our new station. Gallegos made the first, and he gets a friendly roll. Hit the iron. Back iron went up high and came through the netting. So Gallegos has 10-7 in the quarter. And it's an 8-point game for St. Mary's at 51-43. McDonald into the corner, Makai Jackson. A lefty into the lane, and he carried the ball. And that appeared to be the right call. Third turnover of this third quarter for the Bulldogs. For latest sports information, visit mscsports.net. All the standings and results of all the teams in the Big East League, including St. Mary's Roscoe's right there. You go back and listen to the games. Click on the audio tab. Find the game you want to go back and listen to. Want to go back and listen to Hayden Himes' performance tonight? She had 49 earlier this evening. Here's a pull-up Jay off the dribble at the foul line by Hurla. He has 23. And it's 53-43. That's the fifth time I've seen St. Mary's play this year, and it's the best I've seen Hurla offensively as McDonald's take rims out. Tough shooting line. Good move by McDonald. Could not finish. Here's Hurla. He slithers through and is no foul. Whistle, but the ball went out of bounds. Last touch by Roscoe. So it was 42-42, and since then, it's an 11-1 run for St. Mary's. Actually, it's 14-1 because it was 42-39 Rossville. We continue. The inbounds. Hurla fakes the three, steps in. Foul line. Jay bounces in. Stop touch. Hurla with 25. 55-43. It's a 16-1 run now for the Bears. Exerting their muscle and grabbing this one by the throat by 12. But, as I said earlier, a 13-point lead for St. Mary's evaporated very quickly. So could a 12-point lead as Horak had the ball knocked away out of his hands here in this scorer's table below us by McCann. McCann, Cyprian Jackson, Gallegos, Summers, and Hurla. That's a five for St. Mary's. Rezac and DeVader getting breathers right now. Andre Johnson in the game for Rossville, number 24. There's McDonald, guarded by Gallegos. Here's Miller. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Rossville just 4 points in this frame. Donovan turns, shoots the tough balance shot. It's good. Wow, that was tough. Had a rise and fire for 15, gliding to his right. Really couldn't square up. Donovan's first bucket since his half-court heave. Here's Hurla, way downtown. That one way off the mark this time. To the right, rebound by McDonald. Gives it up to Andre Johnson. Johnson steps through the layup, no. And then rebound to McKeon. And now we have a whistle and a timeout called by St. Mary's. 55-45 is our score. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9, the Pulse.
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
2:09 to play here in the third quarter from Rossville High School. Their senior night. St. Mary's had their senior night on Friday, and St. Mary's boys knocked off Silver Lake 69-54. Here tonight, Brady Hurla has 25. Ben DeVader, 13. Hurla's at 4 threes. DeVader, 3 threes. 10 points for Gallegos. 7 of those in this quarter, including a three-pointer. Gallegos has it, speaking of the devil, and now he throws the ball behind Summers into the backcourt. That's over and back, and a turnover for the Bears. Not exactly what Coach Bradley wanted to see after he called a 30-second timeout to draw up a set. Rossville's led by Donovan with 11 and 3 threes. McDura has 13 points and 3 threes. McDonald has 9. Under 2 to play in this third quarter. Horak gives it to McDonald. McDonald turns the corner all the way to the hoop, puts it up, count it, and a foul. That was a tough finish at the rim by the 5'5 junior point guard. He has 11. He is so fast and explosive. Sometimes his biggest challenge is playing under control. Sometimes he gets too sped up. That foul is on McCann. That's his first. Third team foul on the Bears. So it was a 12-point game, and if McDonald hits his free throw, it's down to 7 just like that, and he does. As I said a couple times, no lead is safe between these teams. Here's Hurla over to Summers. Steps through. Floater, no. Gets his own rebound. Put back, good. That was a tough play by Summers. His first two. And it's back the other way. Horak wrap around to Andre Johnson. Had it partially blocked by Cyprian Jackson. Coach McDonald thought it was a goaltend, but he doesn't get the call. 57-48. Here's Summers into Gallegos in the left-hand corner. Three! Swish! Nothing but nylon for Gallegos, who has 13 in the game. And 3 threes, a 10 of 13 in this quarter. 60-48. 12-point lead for the Bears. And now a whistle away from the ball. Fouled on St. Mary's. See who it is. Be a third team foul. Gallegos, that is his, it's a 14 foul. Gallegos with his third. Rezac is in for Jackson. Cyprian Jackson. Andre Jackson out there for Rossville. And now Donovan saves it, but it's stolen. Gallegos missed the layup. Rebound Donovan. Gallegos hits the deck. No foul was called. Donovan, nice pass ahead to Andre Johnson, and he was shoved. Now called on Rezat. So Rezac with his second. 15th foul with 51 seconds to go in the third. Ross will be shooting free throws the rest of this quarter. Free throw up and good by Andre Johnson. 48% foul shooter, averaging 3 points a game, 5'10 junior. St. Mary's has made 10 three-pointers tonight. Russell's made 7. Second free throw, that one off the mark. So 1 out of 2 for Johnson. 60-49 Bears. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. DeVader inside the Rezac. Rezac steps through, puts it up and in. That was a strong power move. Rezac with 9 assists to DeVader, just checked into the game. 62-49 Bears. Back the other way, Miller forces it up and in. And he goes to the line for the chance at the 3-point play. That was a strong take by Mr. Miller. Summers with the personal. Miller with 7. Chance to cut it to 10. Free throw on the way, in and out. And then Summers fouled there by Andre Johnson, who's trying to get the rebound. That's his first. 14th foul on the Bulldogs. 62-51. In favor of St. Mary's. They've led most of the way. Roscoe took a lead for a short period of time to start the second half, 42-39. We're tied at 39 at halftime. St. Mary's made 11 threes against Silver Lake on Friday. They made 10 here tonight. Gallegos, DeVader, and Hurla. That's their marksman from the perimeter. Jackson could hit one from time to time. 10 seconds on the clock. Screen set by Rezac. Hurla flips it over to Vader. Open. Three-pointer on the way. Bouncing off. Rezac tips it to himself. Goes up. Can't finish it. It's hit by Summers. No. Andre Johnson gets it. He's it from 75, and it's short to my right. That's the end of three. 62-51. St. Mary's controlling the third quarter. Back in 1 minute. This high school basketball, 96.9. The Pulse.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in used vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. St. Mary's outscoring Rossville 23-12 in that second quarter. They had a 16-1 run because Rossville scored the first 3 points of the third to go up 42-39. We were knotted up at 39 at the half, and then it was all St. Mary's after that. But as we said, leads can evaporate quickly in these matchups here on Highway 24. Here's a lob to McDonald. Lays it in. Good pass by Horrock. McDonald has 14. And it's 62-53 Rossville, trailing by 9 against the Bears. Rossville stays in their zone. Hurley catches at the high post. Over to DeVader. Rossville's beaten St. Mary's the last 3 times. Twice last year, and then earlier this year at St. Mary's, 61-60 was the final. St. Mary's controlled most of that game, and then Rossville came back and won. Bounce pass to the cutting Hurley from Gallegos. Hurley can't finish the left hand. Rebound Rezac. DeVader fakes the 3. Steps in, 15-footer, left of the lane, bounces off. Rezac fighting for it, great effort. Out of bounds into the Bears cheerleaders. It belongs to Rossville. Craig and Tunin High School basketball tonight on 96.9, the Bulls. Piper at Seaman on Wednesday. A lob, not a good pass that time by Horrock, trying to go to Andre Johnson. Stolen there by Summers. 7 turnovers for the Bulldogs. St. Mary's with 6. Summers to Hurla. Now back to DeVader. one of the things that hurts you when you are a zone-oriented team is when you get behind, then the other team can shorten the game by burning some clock. As Summers goes in, the lane has it stripped. McDonald goes up and has it poked away out of bounds cleanly by Hurl on the baseline. Let the Bulldogs maintain possession. There's a win over Silver Lake on Friday. St. Mary's a two-point win over Riley County, 63-61. Here's a three on the way by Badura! Cameron Badura drills another three, his fourth trifecta of the night. He is 16. He made three threes all year, four in this game alone. And that pass tips out of bounds by Badura in the passing lane. As I said, it was a 12-point game, and actually it was 13, 62-49. And just like that, it's down to six, and we still have 6.8 to go. No lead is safe, especially when these teams can both shoot the three. That's eight made threes now for the Bulldogs. Hurley into the paint. Little floater. Good from six. That was well done. He put on the brakes and dropped it in there without picking up a charge. 64-56, St. Mary's. But they're back to McDonald. McDonald has 14. Seven in the second half. Donovan has 11. He had nine in the first half on three triples, including a half-court buzzer beater. Badura back over to McDonald. Now to Donovan. A junior has it. Screen set. He steps back. Nothing there. Good switch by Jackson on him. Badura is at four threes and has 16 points. Driving is McDonald. Puts it up. Counted and a foul! McDonald! It's his best offensive performance I've seen in person this year. It's 16. Foul on Rezac. That's his third. First team foul on the Bears. And McDonald can cut it to five with this free throw. It's on the way, and he missed it. Jackson the rebound, 64-58. McDonald is a 54% foul shooter. Here's Hurla picked up there by Badura at the top of that zone. As I said, they call it an amoeba zone. They stretch out a little bit differently, but it looks like a 2-3. If they expand it out on the perimeter. And now McDonald picks the pocket of Gallegos. McDonald goes all the way and lays it up and in with the right. He's been fantastic his second half. He has 19. And just like that, it's 64-60. The Bear 13-point lead is down to four in the span of just a few minutes. And now a timeout called by Will Spradling, a full timeout by the head coach of the Bears. We'll take one as well. Back in 1 minute, this is high school basketball, 96-9, the Pulse.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams. Contact Michelle Martin and her team to help guide you to the right coverages. Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com. Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rossville was down 62-49, their 11-2 spurt. They're within four, 64-60. We saw 5:14 to play. McDonald's been the catalyst. He is 19-12 in the second half. Badura's chipped in with 16-11 for Donovan. Inside it goes to Cyprian Jackson. Turns right-hand hook, left it short, but he was fouled across the arm by Andre Johnson. Andre Johnson did not play in the first half, but when he's been out there, Rossville's been plus on the floor. Second on Andre Johnson. First team foul on the Bulldogs. Rossville coming in 13-6. Emaw Central won the Big East title, the first ever Big East League title. They were 8-2. Silver Lake was 8-2. Emaw Central beat Silver Lake head-to-head, got the tiebreaker. And then Rossville and St. Mary's each finished 7-3, so tied for second. Jackson misses both free throws. Cyprian Jackson, a senior, has not scored yet tonight. Back the other way, McDonald leans in, misses. Rebound, Rezac. McDonald pleading for a call, doesn't get it. Here's DeVader, really thought about pass to Gallegos. Now to Hurla, quick move, step in, floater with the right, bounces in. What a stop touch. Brady Hurla has 29. He's getting in the lane whenever he wants. 66-60. That's the scattering report. Keep Hurla out of the lane, and Rosso's doing not a good job at all keeping out of the lane right now. 66-60. McDonald shoots a three and swishes it. He has 22 in his first three of the night. 66-63. St. Mary's with 4:23 to go. DeVader to the elbow. Gallegos. Jackson looking inside. Gets it to Rizak. Rizak, good position. A hold is called. That actually probably saved 2 points because Rizak had great position. Good lead pass in there from the perimeter by Jackson. Dude, the foul is on. I think it was on Andre Johnson. That's the second team foul. It should be the third on him, and it is. He stays out there. Summers bounce past St. Gallegos. Can't handle it. It's loose out of bounds. Not touched by St. Mary's. As Andre Johnson poked it away. Even though he's only scored 1 point, he's given him some good minutes to spark off the bench for Coach McDonald's crew. Approaching 4 minutes of play, 66-63 St. Mary's. Lob into Miller. He catches, and we got a blocking foul on DeVader. You're supposed to allow the offensive player to come down, and DeVader didn't give any space, and that's probably why the block is called. St. Mary's fans don't like the call, and I can see with the naked eye how you think that's a charge, but you got to let the guy be able to catch the ball. He's got to be able to come down. 66-63. That's the fourth on DeVader. He stays on the floor. Second team foul. Lob into Miller, lays it in, and it's a 1 point game. Miller with 9. 66-65. DeVader being harassed by McDonald. Now Summers has it. St. Mary's will be patient. DeVader. Bounce pass. Knocked away for a second. Hurla gets it. To the foul line. Pull up Jay. Knocks it down. He was running right at the bucket. Stopped on a dime and knocks it down. He has 31. Brady Hurla 31. Earlier tonight, Hayden Heim had 49 for the St. Mary's girls. 68-65. Here's McDonald's feeling it. Donovan a three to tie straight away. Bouncing off. Good look. Andre Johnson with the rebound. Leans in. And we have a lot of contact. Offensive foul on Andre Johnson. He lowered the shoulder trying to get to the goal, and Coach McDonald does not like that call at all, and he's got to be careful here or he could get a T. So Johnson with his fourth personal foul. It was an aggressive move by Johnson. I've seen players this year go heavy and hard before, and that's been a non-call, and then there's been times where it is called. And, of course, you're looking for consistency. 68-65. Johnson did lower the shoulder, but like I said, sometimes that's called, sometimes there'll be a play on. Roscoe fans chanting defense. St. Mary's with the ball in the blue uniforms moving to my left. Roscoe in the home white with the black numerals and lettering. DeVader kicks it to Jackson. Cyprian open left corner. Three! Nothing but nylon for the senior. His first points of the night. Couldn't have come at a better time. 71-65. Back the other way. McDonald's running right-hander. No, and then he's called for a foul. After he missed the shot, that's the fourth on McDonald. Third team foul. 11 made threes for St. Mary's. They had 11 against Silver Lake on Friday. Four team fouls on Rossville, two on St. Mary's. That was a huge three. Here's Hurla. Rossville's got to go man-to-man. Far corner goes to Vader, and a whistle on a timeout called by Coach Bradley. 2:25 to play fourth quarter. 71-65 St. Mary's back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, both these teams are explosive offensively. Tonight they have combined to make 23 pointers. St. Mary's 11 made threes, and Rossville's knocked down 9 triples. Brady Hurla with 31 to lead the Bears. Ben DeVader 13, Alex Gallegos 13, and a big three by Cyprian Jackson a moment ago, his first points of the night to make it a two-possession contest, 71-65. Rossville been led by McDonald with 22. 15 in the second half. Inbounds of Summers on the far side. Badura's chipped in with 4 threes and 16 points. Here is Cyprian Jackson. They post up Hurla. Hurla double team, doesn't matter. Turn and fade away. Swisher from 8 on the baseline. He has 33. I don't know what Hayden Heim and Brady Hurla had for breakfast today, but whatever it is, they should eat that every morning. Here's a 3 straight away. McDonald answers with the trifecta, his second of the night. He has 25-18 in the second half, and the Bulldogs will not go away. They will not wilt. 73-68, 1:45 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Cyprian Jackson, swings it over to Brady Hurla. He goes to work against McDonald, brings it back out, screen set by Rizak. No shot clock here at Rossville in the East League, so St. Mary's can milk this clock. They lead by 2 scores, 73-68, 5-point advantage. DeVader probing back out to Hurla. Hurla into the lane and flips it up with the left and scores at the rack. Hurla has 35, 75-68. Miller off-balance shot, counts if it goes, or they say a foul on the floor. Foul on the floor, I think. Block on the Bears, the men 17 to play. Foul is on Rizak. That is his fourth. Now check that third team foul on the Bears. That was on the floor, so Rossville has to trigger it in. McDonald, who's had the hot end with 25 now tonight, lobs it in, tipped away, not a good pass, stolen by Cyprian Jackson. Cyprian goes all the way and has it swatted out of bounds from behind. Cameron Miller with a Dikembe Mutombo. He didn't wag the finger, but boy, he shook his head a little bit. That was a sweet block. And Jackson's credit, he went hard to where, hey, I either get called a foul, I get a layup, or it's going to be out of bounds. He could also have brought it back out, burned some clock, but it was a good aggressive move. Here's Hurla, flips it out to Jackson. Cyprian Jackson is then fouled by Badura, gives up the foul. That is the 15th foul on Rossa, puts Jackson at the foul line, who's 0-for-2. That's a smart foul by Badura. His head's in the game. That's smart because Jackson did not look good with his first two free throws tonight. 75-68 with a minute 3 to play. Jackson free throw up and rolls it in. Now Hurla has all the points we were talking about with 35, but Jackson's 3-pointer made it 71-65 with 2:45 to go. That was a huge shot. Second free throw, nothing but nylon for Jackson. He makes the strategy blow up in Rossville's face on that foul. 77-68. McDonald checks with his dad, the head coach, where they want to run. They're looking for Donovan off the screen. Hurla knocks it away. Donovan hit 3 straight threes in the first quarter, including a half-court banker to beat the buzzer, but he only has 2 points since the first quarter. And he's not scored in the fourth, and he averages 19 a game. Inbounds to McDonald. Man-to-man defense by the Bears. They get it to Donovan near side in front of the official. He heaves up a deep three and hits it from about 25 feet. Donovan has 4 threes, unlimited range. Here's Hurla, 77-71. McDonald guarding him. Hurla, very good foul shooter. Russell's got to decide when they're going to foul. And now an offensive foul called on Hurla as McDonald beat him to the spot. And the offensive foul is called on Hurla. That's his first foul of the night. 14 foul, player control foul. 77-71. 10 made threes for Rossville, 11 for St. Mary's. 25 seconds to go. Here's McDonald. That was a carry. They didn't miss it. They didn't call it. McDonald fires it. Far corner Miller. Pump fake. Step back. Lost it. Gets it back. Double team. Here's Donovan. Heaves it. Blocked by Hurla. Jackson ahead to Hurla. Hurla looking for the layup, and he's fouled hard by McDonald. With 12.7 to go, Hurla can put this game on ice. At the charity stripe, McDonald fouls out. That's his fifth. Tell you what, McDonald was absolutely sensational in this second half. 18 in the second half, 25 for the game for McDonald, and a couple of threes. And so Brady Hurla, who has 35 points, looking for .36 to seal it. It's up, and it rolls in. 36 for Hurla. Three possession game, 78-71. Once again, St. Mary's will not play a game for 9 days. They won't play till next Wednesday at home in the sub-state semifinals against either Sabeth or Osawatomie, because they get a first-round bye with Heritage Christian not allowed, disqualified for sub-state play due to certain violations. Second free throw by Hurla. Does a 360 spit out. Doesn't really matter, though. Here's Donovan. He shoots it from 28 feet. Banker around and out. Rebound, Rizak. Outlet to Hurla. 5 seconds on the clock. Rossville will not foul. And the St. Mary's Bears win an exciting, thrilling game here tonight on the road to spoil Rossville's senior night. And they break a three-game losing streak to the Bulldogs in the process, as Rossville beat St. Mary's twice last year, beat St. Mary's at St. Mary's by 120 days ago. Tonight, it's St. Mary's turn, and the Bears get a sweep tonight, led by two sensational performances. Hayden Heim with 49 in a girls' game for St. Mary's, a school record, and Brady Hurla with 36, which I am guessing is Brady Hurla's career high. Don't know that for sure. Don't know what the school record is for points in a game at St. Mary's on the boys' side, but Brady Hurla, 36 in a win for the boys. Hayden Heim, 49 in a win for the girls. Those two were sensational this evening, but it takes a supporting cast to help out, and no doubt there was help for Hurla tonight. And for Rossville, McDonald, his sensational second half is all for naught. 78-71 is the final. Back for the postgame show in 2.5 minutes. We'll go through the totals and much more. Back in 2.5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Ensure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs!
At Graves Auto Repair and Towing in St. Mary's in Rossville, you can rest easy knowing that their highly skilled and experienced auto service professionals are handling your vehicle. Their technicians bring years of experience, skill, and education to the auto repair table. Graves Repair offers 24/7 towing and is dedicated to their customers, as they're locally owned and operated to serve you. So, if your vehicle needs some TLC or are in need of a tow, contact Graves Auto Repair in St. Mary's or Rossville.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in used vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wow, what a night of high school basketball here this evening at Rossville. You know, before the night, all four of these teams knew that the result of these games tonight have absolutely no impact on league standings, no impact on seeding for sub-state, and you would have never known it by the way these four teams went out there and played tonight. And it was just absolutely fun to cover, and hope you enjoyed listening to it on 96.9 The Pulse as St. Mary's wins the boys game 78-71. At the first quarter, I joked about how St. Mary's was up 24-11. I said that lead can disappear in a hurry when Silver Lake, St. Mary's, and Rossville, when I've covered them this year in football games, basketball games, and just a little bit later, just like that, Rossville was back within one early in the second quarter. Rossville came all the way back to tie it at 39 at halftime. Jack Donovan hit a half-court shot to beat the buzzer, close out the first quarter to cut it to four, and then it was tied at 39 at half. And then in the third quarter, Rossville scored the first 3 points of the third, went out 42-39, and that was their only leads of the night, 41-39, 42-39, as Rossville then answered with a 16-1 spurt to go up 55-43. And once again, I said, that lead is not safe. It was 62-49 late in the third, and it was 62-51 at the end of three, and here come the Bulldogs. They come all the way back. They cut it to one at 66-65, an 11-2 run to cut it to four, then eventually got within one, and it was 68-65 with 2:45 to play when Cyprian Jackson, a 6'3 senior guard, had not made a shot all night, hadn't taken very many. He was open in the left corner, and he just stepped in and swished a three-pointer. It was pure as silk. It had touched the rim or the cylinder. It just hit all net, and that gave him a six-point lead, a little breathing room. And then they got it back up to eight, and then McDonald came right back, cut it to five. But there was just too much Brady Hurla tonight for Rossville to deal with, much like the Rossville girls had to deal with too much Hayden Hahn. Brady Hurla with 36 points tonight, 19 in the first half, a couple threes from a whole nother zip code and area code. I mean, when I'm talking volleyball line, I'm talking that here at Rossville, that's a red line between the half court and the three-point line. And he shot two from that red line. I mean, you're talking right between half court and the three-point line. We're not talking just a foot or two behind the three-point line. He drilled two of those in that first half. He finished 6 of 8 from the line, 4 threes, 36 points. And Ben DeVader had a nice night with 3 threes and 13 points. Alex Gallegos had 13 points. 10 of those 13, including 2 of his 3 threes, were in the third quarter. That was huge because Rossville outscored St. Mary's 23-12 in that third quarter, and Gallegos was a focal point of that run. 9 points for High Rezac, 5 for Cyprian Jackson, 2 clutch free throws, and a gigantic three I referred to earlier. Zach Summers off the bench, good minutes. He had a bucket for 2 points. St. Mary's, for the second straight game, made 11 threes. 11 threes Friday against Silver Lake, 11 threes tonight, unofficially with 10 turnovers, 11 of 15 for the foul line. They improved to 16-4. They'll be the number one seed in their 3A sub-state. Oddly enough, they will not play a first-round game because Heritage Christian being disqualified, not allowed to play in sub-state due to violations. So it's never good to have that much time off between games. At least you don't think it will be. So hopefully the Bears can come out and shake some rust off next Wednesday in the sub-state semis. They're going to have to be ready to go because Sabetha is better than that 8 seed would represent. Also, Wadami is a 9 seed. They both have winning records. So St. Mary's boys, great win tonight. But they want to get to state. They were at state in 22 and 23 last year. They got a great start and then lost in the first round of sub-state. They've got an experienced team. They could shoot it. And with Rezac inside, when he plays well in the low block, that makes him even tougher to deal with. But they'll have 9 days off. They won't play till Wednesday, March 5th. They can see this about the Ottawa. But that game will be at St. Mary's in sub-state semifinals. Rossville is ranked 6th in 2A. They're now 13-7. They're led tonight by Jacoby McDonald, 25 points. He was absolutely sensational in that second half. 18 of his 25 in the second half. A couple of threes, a couple of outstanding drives to the bucket, some and-ones. Cameron Madura was really good in the first half in particular. He had 11 of his 16 in the first half. He had 4 threes. He had come into the game, had made 3 threes all year. He had 4 tonight. 14 points for Jack Donovan, including 4 three-pointers. 3 back-to-back-to-back. 3 straight threes there in the first quarter, including a half-court buzzer banker to beat the buzzer. And then Cameron Miller had 9 points tonight. Jason Horak with 5 points and a three just inside the volleyball line. I mean, people were raining in threes from all over the place tonight. Will Cook had 2 points. for Rossville. Rossville made 11 threes, just like St. Mary's. So 22 combined made threes. Rossville was 8 of 14 from line. That hurt them a little bit there down the stretch in the fourth quarter. And Rossville is the number 5 seed, and they will take on the 12 seed Donovan West. They'll be at home on Thursday at 7 o'clock. If they win that, then they would play the 4 seed or the 13 seed, which would be either Horton or Maranatha. Maranatha 4-16, Horton 14-6. Horton hosting Maranatha on Thursday at 7 o'clock. So if Rossville and Horton win, Rossville will be at Horton then next Tuesday. If Maranatha and Rossville win, then Rossville would have 2 straight home games before sub-state finals. The sub-state finals in that 2A sub-state for Rossville will be held at Valley Heights High School there in Blue Rapids. And then the 3A sub-states will be held for the St. Mary's girls and boys and Silver Lake girls and boys as well. If you get to the finals, that'll be the Roundhouse in Hiawatha. So, once again, St. Mary's will have a first-round bye. Rossville will play at home against Donovan West on Thursday. So the boys' final, St. Mary's 78, Rossville 71. Girls' game earlier tonight, in case you missed it, let me wrap that up real quickly, but it's worth noting. The St. Mary's girls were down 13-11 into the first quarter. St. Mary's led by 4 at halftime, led by 9 at the end of 3, going to win at 61-44. So just ho-hum, just a normal game. No big deal, right? Wrong. Aiden Heim, who is going to play Division II basketball next year with Central Missouri, has over 1,500 points in her career, over 900 rebounds. Tonight, the 6'3 senior center scored the first 11 points of the game for St. Mary's. She had 24 of her team's 29 at halftime, and I joked at halftime she could sit out the second half and she'd have hit her average for the year, 24 a game. But no, she played the second half, and did she ever. She scored her team's first 16 in the fourth quarter. Aiden Heim finishes with a school record 49 points. She hit 3 three-pointers. She was 14 of 17 from the line. She had a ton of rebounds. We think she had 20 or more rebounds to go along with 49 points. She absolutely dominated. Had 49 of her team's 61. And the first time they played Rossville, she had 31. Tonight, she had 49, which breaks her school record, she said, early in the year of 42 against Maranatha. So she was sensational. And Isabel Hurlich hit them 11 points and 3 three-pointers, and there was an opportunity or two. Maybe they could get Heim to get over 50 points. Didn't materialize, but nonetheless, the best offensive performance I've seen from a high school girls basketball player in 30 years covering high school sports. The best I'd ever seen before was Taryn Sides of Phillipsburg. I think she scored 37 a game, and she's gone on to do some good things at Kansas State. So, man, what a performance by Hayden Heim. St. Mary's girls are 11-9, and they will be at home on Thursday against the 10-seed Riverside at 7 o'clock. Rossville girls fall to 9-11. They're led by Riley Dick, who hit 1,000 points in her career. She scored 16 tonight and had 4 threes, 3 threes in the fourth quarter, as Rossville will be on the road at the 8 seed. Rossville is the 9 seed. They'll be at Mission Valley, the 8 seed, at 7 o'clock on Friday in 2A sub-state first-round action. But once again, your girls' final, St. Mary's 61-44, Hayden Heim with 49, boys' final, St. Mary's 78, Rossville 71, Brady Hurla with 36, Jacoby McDonald 25, Badura 16, Donovan 14, and a losing effort there for Rossville. Stepping in with 13 each was Gallegos and DeVader. Big thanks to our sponsors tonight, Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, Illinois Automotive in St. Mary's. St. Mary's Teamworks, Miller Motors in Rossville, Doltmeyer Homes, Bob's Janitorial, Tyner Insurance of Rossville, Stock Growers State Bank, Cindy Glenn Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home, Performance Tire and Auto, Bacchetti Companies in Rossville, Integrity Insurance, Rock Legacy Group of Rossville, also in Topeka, Nextech, Clements Welding and Moral, Michelle Martin, your American Family Insurance agent in St. Mary's, and Gray's Auto Repair, two locations in St. Mary's in Rossville. MJ, it was a blast. Glad to have you back, of course, here this week, and at the end of last week, running things back at the studio south of Hiawatha. We do have a boys' final. Nemaw Central beats Sabetha tonight, 56-45. And a girls' final tonight, it was Nemaw Central all over Sabetha, 65-20. Once again, our final scores at final time on this Monday evening on the Pulse. St. Mary's girls, 61, Rossville, 44. St. Mary's boys, 78, Rossville, 71. Hope you enjoyed the coverage. My name is Wade Gershner. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you very much. Be safe, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday night for a doubleheader of high school basketball action from Seaman High School, home of the Vikings, 4 state-ranked teams. The number one team in the state in 5A girls, defending champion, undefeated Seaman, versus the fifth-ranked team in 5A, Piper. That's the girls' game at 5:45, followed by the boys' game. Piper, number 2 in 5A, take on the number 8 team in 5A, Seaman. We can't wait to bring it to you. Coming up Wednesday pregame to begin around 5:45, right here on 96.9 The Pulse, the only locally owned operating radio station in the capital city of Topeka. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great night. Don't forget to download the free MSC radio app so you can listen to us in case you're outside our listening area. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your Monday.
Whether you're a